everybody. Welcome to Basement Beards.
Is that good? Is that the energy we need?
That's what we need. Bring it. Bring it.
I can't truck with this energy.
Bring it. All right, you want me to bring it down? Here, I'll bring it down a little bit.
11.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Basement Beards.
After dark.
Oh.
I don't like this.
It's 10:30 at night, and things are getting a little hot and sweaty.
Get your titties out, and also your dinguses and your butt dinguses.
We want a prolapsed anus, and we won't ask for more. Hey, I'm Dustin. My name's Dustin, boys.
I don't know who you are.
You guys, if you know, you know us by now. We got the whole team back together today. We got Mike.
That's me.
We got Nick.
Hello.
We got Carl.
If there's a letter grade for our team, what letter would it be?
S plus.
B team. For basement beard.
Basic. Wow. Basic bitches, beards, and boys. And
Ballabaloo.
Returning. Andrew.
As always, Garfield was here last recording. Yep. Is here this recording as well.
Oh.
And as always, Garfield does not want us to acknowledge his presence.
Hey, Garfield, do you exist?
I always forget. His presence is very appreciative. I always forget when he's always here for the podcast, but when we hang out without him, because he's saving lives, it's just not the same.
Like computer lives.
Yeah, but those computers are connected to people. Have you seen the
and
Matrix?
Those computers are saving lives.
What?
Computers don't save lives. Look at that airplane.
Hey, do you know Trump thinks
airplanes are too complicated?
Oh no! Abandon ship.
Hold on. Trump thinks everything's driven by mopeds. Got it? Yeah, it sucks. A lot of people died. Hey, you guys want to talk about Captain Marvel? Now, most of us have seen Captain Marvel, with the exception of Carl.
Carl.
Garfield.
And Spider-Man.
Carvel.
And Spider-Man.
The trailers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there were trailers.
There were trailers to that movie.
Did you guys see the same trailers I did?
Depends. What trailers did you see? Because the ones I saw had, let's see, there was Spider-Man, and that was a good trailer.
Mm-hmm.
There was Dark Phoenix, and that was an okay trailer. That movie looks all right.
That movie looks... I had big hopes for Apocalypse.
Ooh, don't have big hopes.
Well, I had big hopes for Apocalypse. Why? Because of the trailer.
Why?
Because of
they
the trailer.
They put Olivia Munn in it.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was like saying, stay away, please.
It was no, a big casting reflex.
Olivia Munn is like all the boys'
okay,
dreams from when she was on. When
top
she was
three
on
acting
a...
movies she
hold on,
from.
Wait. I want to see what he knows that she's been on.
Please help.
My search history.
Oh, wait. I always go back to when she pulled her titty out during that show.
She has a hot tub what one show? Time.
She did.
Wow.
Excuse me? Would you not have done that wow. directly to the microphone?
Did you move your face away from the mic just to bring it back to yeah. birth?
Look at Mike's like face. Up. Mike's displeasure is just fuming right now. How dare... on this syndicated podcast,
no,
do
you know why
into the microphone?
Because I have to go and cut that fucking shit out.
Do
and
not
all
cut
of this.
Don't you dare cut
I'm
this
gonna
out.
I'm going to cut it out, and then I'm going to stretch it. And it's going to be 9 minutes long. It's going to be the intro and outro of this podcast.
It's going to be like the bloop. It's going to be the bloop.
Fuck yeah, spread it.
It's going to be some space shit, some cryptid knowledge. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about
speaking
it.
Speaking of space shit
movie.
And cryptid knowledge.
No, we're getting
Captain
off track.
Marvel.
You want to talk about the trailers?
Talking about the trailers, are you talking about Dark Phoenix being space shit?
No. Oh,
that is spaceship.
It is spaceship. No, it is spaceship.
Space.
I was going
spaceships.
Back to saying, I think that trailer looks good.
Thank you.
I think that I don't want to get my hopes up for
I
it
think
because
they fucked over the storyline in the first what
yes.
X-Men 2 or 3, whatever.
They fucked it up,
and
bad.
They're going back to fuck it again.
Yes,
what's the X-Men when they're on the Liberty? Such Liberty.
X-Men is
that three?
Yeah, that's the first one.
That's the first.
That's the,
the second one
is in Canada.
How do you
where
know?
They go with Logan's
they,
bullshit.
They go to deal with Stryker and Logan
and the
gets
third
his memories.
One
memories.
Is Jean Grey coming back and fucking
how
everybody
how do you guys
up?
Remember anything about these movies?
Because I've
they're
seen the
garbage.
Third one a lot.
X-Men,
no, that's not true. The second X-Men movie is pretty good.
No, it's
what
garbage.
Was
the third one's fucking awesome. And I don't care what anybody
it's
says.
It's fucking awful.
It doesn't follow the comic series, but the action and
I'm the Juggernaut, botch.
Yeah, I'm the Jugger's bitch.
What was the one before Apocalypse?
First class?
Second class.
That one was a good one.
Was it?
After school.
There was one after first class,
there
I think.
Was
there was one in between.
It was a class. Like first
that was
class.
The
days of future
that was
past?
Days of future past, exactly.
Second grade.
That was good.
And After school program. Exam.
First class is pretty good. Recess. First class is the one that's got that evil Nightcrawler that teleports people in the sky and then just leaves them there, right?
No,
right.
That's the second. That's the second.
No, that's
movie.
First class.
That's what I thought. That was first
the
class.
The evil Nightcrawler? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm thinking of Nightcrawler from the second movie, but yeah, that's
you
Mephisto. That's Mephisto.
You got to learn to cut your movie continuities because those first three movies have nothing to do with this.
Well, fuck off! You
right.
said Nightcrawler. He's not in it till the end of the movie. He's
I said that evil Nightcrawler.
Mephisto, his dad.
Did Apocalypse retcon everything? Is that the one that retcons it?
I don't know.
No, Days of Future Past is the one that
retcons it. Yeah. There's a time travel one, right?
That's the good one where they fight Nimrod.
That's a cool name.
All the X-Men games I've ever played had those giant-ass purple Sentinels walking around. Not a single movie has that in there yet.
Yeah, they do. They're not the big-ass purple ones, but the Sentinels are in it.
Yeah, like the weird creepy ones that hunted them down in like that one movie.
So in the second one of Days of Future Past, they go to the future, and you see that in the beginning of the movie where they're fighting Nimrod, which is like the super Sentinel that's killing everybody.
That was the best way to open up a movie.
That part is really good. Yeah, I love that part of that movie. Then they introduce the shittier kind of purple looking ones, but they're garbage looking. Mm-hmm. I want the original Sentinels where they're like, "Stop, mutant!"
I want a
mango
Sentinel.
Yeah,
with some Storm, a little bit of Magneto.
Yeah,
fuck it. Let's go top three.
That also Henry Dinklage. Dinklage was the main bad guy in that movie. He was the one who created
Tyrion
the Sentinels.
Lannister. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Nick, I'm not gonna lie. I don't remember why we were gonna talk about the trailers. I remember the Stan Lee stuff, but I don't remember the trailers.
I know the
trailers are cool.
Yeah, trailers were cool.
Phoenix, Tolkien, Spider-Man.
What's that Tolkien
home.
Movie? Is that just like a biography about
it's,
the dude who
yeah.
wrote the books?
Yeah, mm-hmm. pretty much.
From
I
being
know,
a kid.
I think it'll be neat.
Yeah,
him I want more fantasy.
It'd be better
well,
as HBO
kind
of miniseries.
Like he's
the blending
seeing,
of his world.
Like, yeah, he's going through World War I, Trenches of the Somme, and everything like that. It's him building his world, which is really cool. I'm gonna go see it. Just because I love Lord of the Rings, so.
How do you feel about The Hobbit movie trilogy?
I mean, I honestly thought those movies were fun to watch. I don't give a shit. As I get older, I don't give a shit about them ruining things I liked as a kid anymore. I'm like, whatever.
I don't like the first
one. Except for Transformers. Transformers fucking suck.
Wait, why do you hate Fast and Furious?
I didn't grow up with Fast and Furious.
You could
have. Okay, that's not true.
I'm growing up now with it.
I don't hate them.
Unfortunately.
Why do you hate this modern take on vampires, then? For fifth, like Vampire 5e and stuff.
Don't bring that shit up.
I'm just saying that's your childhood.
Trailers. We're off topic again. Trailers.
Trailers.
You don't like the Dark Phoenix?
You hitch him. He doesn't. I do.
I think it looks okay.
I think it's fine.
I think it is a movie. I'll go see it to see the train wreck. I mean, whatever. They're jumping the shark again.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're gonna pull in that alien, the alien race with the weird dome head looking thing? And the purple dude with the mohawk, the purple alien.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all part of the Phoenix Saga and
Guardian?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Is it called the Guardian? I don't know. He looks like the demon
that
dude.
That sounds about right, but I'm not sure who it is. I think it'll be interesting if they do that, but I'm sure they would have released a snippet of him and been like, look at this guy.
Wow. Yeah, no one knows who this is unless you watch the cartoon.
Yeah.
You think Fantastic Four are going to be in it?
Yeah.
Because doesn't Fox have both those licenses?
I mean,
yeah.
Doesn't.
Remember when
Disney
the Fantastic Four was a thing?
I don't think they ever did.
They tried to make a movie.
I think they're
did it finish?
The
like I said, I don't think it finished.
I think it's amazing that they have made every single Fast and Furious.
They have made them all.
Every single Fantastic Four movie has been bad.
Has been worse than the one before?
It shouldn't be a fucking movie.
Should be a television
so
show.
So, do you think that the set?
I think it should be a television show.
Okay, I could do that. But there's a lot. Okay, I was gonna say there's a lot of CG in that, but now we can do almost anything on TV.
Game of Thrones and look at.
I could throw a TV down the fucking hallway.
Look at,
get James Gunn on the line and have him direct the next Fantastic Four movie.
Fantastic
just his
Beasts
name alone will sell tickets.
Yep.
Fantastic Affordable Beasts.
I mean, James Gunn's gonna be doing the new Batman.
That was like the Suicide Squad.
Sorry, Suicide Ooh. Squad. Thank you. Suicide
is that why
Squad.
Will Smith quit? Or do you think he really his dream to he was
no,
dreamed
I think
to be
Will
Aladdin.
Smith was like, hey, this movie was bad. I don't want to be in it.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
and Idris Elba will do anything.
It's
for
real
money,
rough.
So.
It's real rough to be like this movie was so bad. I'm gonna be the genie in the new Aladdin.
Did you see the new trailer?
No, I don't watch any trailers.
They're singing in it now.
Wait, hold on.
You like it more.
Down
now.
In the desert.
Hang on,
Potter?
We're gonna pause this podcast. I need to watch this trailer.
Well, I will say that. I think Will Smith is not going to be blue throughout the whole movie. Because in the trailer, he changes himself down to just be Will Smith with like a top knot weird thing. And he's like, "You, I'll make you be a prince. You've never been a friend like me. Ha ha."
Remember that?
And anyway, but he is just Will Smith throughout the whole movie. He doesn't do like any, doesn't
throughout the whole trailer?
Blue.
Really?
In the trailer, he's
Or are you Will making predictions?
No, in the trailer, he's
the guy
Will Smith.
From Suicide Squad.
Or yeah, he's going to shoot people.
Slipknot. I just want the genie to be like Fresh Prince. Like,
you're going to get that in this
movie. No, Aladdin's going to be the Fresh Prince because he's new at it.
I see what you did there.
Movie looks like shit.
They'll give you blue glasses to wear when you walk in the theater. Like 3D glasses, but just blue.
You think it'll be trick glasses and when you put them on, you're like,
Eiffel 65 blue will be playing as you walk into the theater.
When, no, when he summons the genie for the first time, Eiffel 65's blue will play.
But he raps it. He raps it. He
yeah, he's,
it.
Yeah, and Aladdin's doing beatboxing in the background.
Oh.
It's going to be great.
Oh.
Anyways, we saw Captain Marvel.
Nope. Let's keep it going. Let's go on. Mike is out.
We saw Captain Marvel, and it was pretty good. Everyone, please ignore the panicking as Dustin furiously tries to plug our headphones back in so we can hear ourselves.
Oh, yes. My feet kicked it out of the water. I'm so sorry.
Hey. Quality podcast.
Captain Marvel? It's in a Marvel movie.
It's a Marvel movie.
About Assassin's Creed movie? Just kidding.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, that's Spider-Man.
No, it's not Jake Gyllenhaal. Michael Fassbender.
I'm thinking of Prince of Persia. Yeah. I'm thinking of Prince of Persia.
I'll take Gyllenhaal.
Another game where you climb up in the desert.
I thought you.
What'd you?
I'm hearing things real bad today.
Uh-oh. We plugged the headphones back in, though, don't we?
That Spider-Man movie looks real good.
Yeah.
Quality jokes.
Do you guys think?
What Spider-Man movie looks real good?
Far from home.
Why does it look real good?
Because he's in a coma.
Don't do that.
He's not in a coma. He's in the Soul Stone.
Oh. Ooh,
yeah. I don't think the dust people go in the Soul Stone. I think they're all in a coma.
No, I think they do.
Oh, well, it's because you think that, but
no,
I don't.
I mean, in the comic series, they go in the Soul Stone.
They're in their own little world.
But also. But also.
Thanks for listening to this quality entertainment.
It's my slide, defense mechanism. Boys. Look, that movie looks real good. The trailer looks real good.
Thank you.
Can stop saying that.
Did you watch Homecoming?
No.
Yeah,
also,
I did watch Homecoming.
I will get you the DVD.
Are you going to watch the next year's Spider-Man when they recast it again?
Yes.
Only if they get Idris Elba to play
He'll
Spider-Man.
He'll be Spider-Man.
Yo,
he plays
Miles
like full grown. Trying to come up as a teenager.
I'm old Miles.
Just like Tobey Maguire, man.
You know what's a good Spider-Man movie?
Tobey Maguire's.
Multiverse.
All the Tobey Maguire ones.
Spider-Verse.
The one.
Into the Spider-Verse, very good movie.
It is a good movie.
I think I'm the only one who hasn't seen it.
I think you probably are, and you should really see it.
Everybody says it's great.
You should absolutely go see it.
I'll watch it when it comes out.
Throws a bagel at someone, and then on top of his head you see bagel. It's good.
Wow.
It's good.
Sounds good. Okay. Sorry, ran a little bit of tangent there, ripped the mic out of the wall.
Ripped the headphones off
Captain
table.
Marvel, everybody.
It's pronounced Marvel.
No, someone in the movie is pronounced Marvel.
Who?
I'm not going to tell.
No spoilers on this cast.
There's
We're
not going to be spoilers.
We're going to try not to spoil it.
But, boy, am I going to have an opinion on it.
Spoilers.
So, Mike.
Better not manspread it.
Mike and Nick, since you guys have seen it recently.
Wait. I mean, you saw it recently, too.
I saw it on Sunday. So, it's a little not in my brain. Saturday?
Friday? Thursday. Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
Early access.
The movie is, in my opinion, Mike, what do you think my opinion is going to be about it?
I think Dustin's not going to like it because, one, it's a Marvel movie, and Dustin is not inclined to like Marvel movies, even though he has reluctantly agreed that they are better than Suicide Squad and generally better than Batman versus Superman. I think Dustin is not going to like it because it is an origin story that is fairly formulaic because, once again, it's a Marvel movie. I think Dustin's not going to like it because it's clearly pushing a political agenda. And I think that some of the comments made before the movie was made or was released by some actors and actresses in said film would put maybe a bit of a sour taste in somebody's mouth who's sitting at this table, but I won't name any names. And I think Dustin will agree
like
that that is a movie that he saw and does not want to see again.
You'd be correct.
Thank you.
Is it better than Black Panther?
I concede my time. No.
Is it better than Black Panther?
Yeah.
Not at all.
That movie stink.
We was kings.
If there's okay, so if there's a list of the Marvel movies that have been released in last, it's been 10 years, right? We've had 10 years of Marvel movies.
Longer than that.
I 12, I think. Wasn't Iron Man 1 2007?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like 2009.
I thought it was 2007.
Well, we can check, but okay. So say for instance, 10 to 15 years.
30 years of Marvel.
Yeah.
25 to life.
2008.
Okay, so 11 years. So, this movie is gonna be near the bottom where like Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2 and 3 are.
You don't like 3?
Thor 2 is where Ant-Man 1 and 2 are.
What? Ant-Man's a solid fucking flick.
Also, not seen any of those movies.
Oh, fuck off.
I have not seen Ant-Man 1 or 2, nor do I give a solid fuck
about fine. It's fine. It's a good heist movie.
Shitty hero movie. Shitty hero. I don't need to see a movie about it.
He's not a hero.
What makes him shitty?
Oh, he's not a hero.
Oh, my God.
Fuck this. It's a superhero movie. I'm not getting into that. He's not actually a hero. He's like an anti-hero.
He turns into a hero.
He's not an anti-hero.
He was
going
to go to jail, so they decided to do some science on him.
They didn't do science on him. He stole a suit.
Like what? Hancock?
He's a
you
bad
watched
boy.
All of the DC movies. You should at least give Ant-Man a goddamn try.
No. Batman. He's below
fuck
me.
Fuck off.
He's at the bottom of my feet. Go fuck off, Ant-Man. Adam's a much better superhero.
Ant-Man's a better character than any of the characters in
also,
Suicide
Ant-Man
Squad.
Stolen. Well, okay, hold on. Did you see Slipknot?
Okay, look. Slipknot is the highest out of that film.
He died to make that movie.
Yeah, he's the highest, and he fell the furthest when his head fucking exploded.
Batman's in Suicide Squad, just saying.
Yeah, where? He is. He punches into the Joker's car.
I stand by my statement.
What?
Ant-Man is better than Batman because a bat could not beat up an ant.
True story.
Have you want to fight about it?
Bats eat ants.
Have you ever seen a boxing match between a bat and an ant? No, you haven't. Therefore,
my uncle would protect my aunt.
What the fuck?
Look, I don't think your uncle could fight a bat.
You want to fight?
I'll put the bat in my hands and I'll kill him. I didn't really care.
I think we're in agreement. I don't think anyone here thinks this is a very good movie.
Yes,
it's forgettable in its formulaic bullshit.
Right. Yeah. If you like the Marvel formula, then you'll like it. But otherwise,
I think there were good parts. I think the Marvel logo coming up with Stan Lee, I think, was a good.
That's the only tribute.
I teared up when I saw it. I may not be a Marvel fan, but
you like old men.
If you listen to this podcast, I'm into old men.
And no. Normally, they're into you.
Okay, all right. We used to be a PG podcast. Now we're going straight
what?
To
we were never PG.
In the first 5 seconds of
Papa
like
Garcia.
The first episode.
Yeah, first
episode maybe.
They do a really nice homage to him and it's very good.
I think his cameo in it is neat.
What city's getting destroyed in this one?
None.
Yes. What?
Cities?
Earth.
They're not what cities the getting city? Destroyed, but it's where is it? Is it Cleveland? No. Where is it?
Toronto? No.
Oh, it's California.
There's somewhere. Yeah, Sacramento.
It's California.
San Francisco. They go to Alabama at one point, or Louisiana.
Yeah, but those cities get destroyed.
The biggest.
They beat up a train. They bust a couple holes in the
train.
They
break a train.
A blockbuster. Oh, by the way, in case you don't know anything, if you're listening to this podcast, you know what Captain Marvel is and what time period takes place. It takes place in 90.
In the 90s. 96, I think. 90, 95.
Yeah, 95, 96.
95, I think.
It's a prequel.
So... all of us are in our 30s or near our 30s, so there was a lot of homages. There's a lot of music in the movie.
There's
a
blockbuster.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a blockbuster.
I love the 90s.
You see a Galaga.
There was something that pissed me off about that blockbuster, by the way. None of the movies were in alphabetical order, and I've worked in a video store, and I know they have to be in alphabetical order.
Did you work in a blockbuster, though?
Yes.
Did you work in a blockbuster where nobody cared about
the video? Fuck you. I worked in a video store for 5 years. And they keep everything alphabetized. And they literally, where she falls through.
You were literally watching that movie just to nitpick that one scene. This is not my blockbuster.
I didn't go out of my way to nitpick it. But I saw that and made me mad. Because they just put hot button movies of that time. Where they're like, oh yeah, you guys remember The Burbs? Do you remember Total Recall?
Yeah, she fell in the new releases section.
No, she fell in the middle of the fucking store. That's not the new releases.
It's
that's the outside.
It's poorly laid out.
That's why they went under.
This movie's bullshit.
So establishing shot, they're getting like a slow creep on a blockbuster, and all of a sudden this lady falls out the sky?
No, the establishing shot is like, so she's an alien, and she's doing alien stuff.
Came
and
from
then
space. She's an alien.
Yeah, she came from space. She's a Kree.
She's a Kree. She comes from the planet Kree. Hala. And she's got a cool, they've got a cool AI that leads the Kree, and then she's fighting.
What is it? Supreme Intelligence?
Supreme Intelligence, and they fight a war. They're fighting a war against the Skrulls, and they're a bunch of terrorists. And then
have we seen the Skrulls before?
No.
Technically, there's one in something, I think.
I don't think so.
Is there not one in Guardians somewhere?
No.
Oh, then I guess not. But
I mean, there's a lot of aliens in that movie, yeah, though, but maybe they put one in the back there. But
the Skrull can, like, transform their appearance and their DNA to match.
Like, replicate people?
Basically.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. They become them.
Heard and something about a Nick Fury's eye patch.
But
eye cut.
That gets revealed in this movie. It's everyone's favorite part. But so here's the setup, right? She's learning how to fight so she can help kill the Kree. And then, oh no. Our rescue mission's been betrayed. And she doesn't have her memory. Oh no, our rescue mission, it's gone awry. It was a trap. Oh no, I've been captured by the Kree. Oh no, I've broken free. Oh wow, I'm on this weird planet, Sierra 37. Hey, look, it's everybody's favorite friend, Nick Fury, and he's going
to
arrest me because he says aliens aren't real. That's Earth.
Okay.
She falls on Earth. She lands in a walkbuster.
How she gets there, when she gets captured, for some reason,
the
Skrull want to go there.
There's a reason.
I don't want to get into that, though, because that is a big spoiler.
It's a spoiler why they're there, but there's
just
a reason.
She gets there because the Skrull want to be there.
How does this woman defeat Thanos? And women are the strongest thing in the universe.
That's what this movie wants to make you think. I don't see her being very powerful.
No, I was making a joke in my head when you go, that's what this movie makes you think. I don't think women are powerful.
No. That's not.
That's not what you said, so I didn't say anything.
So in the Marvel Universe, Captain Marvel is supposed to be one of the most powerful heroes. In this movie, that does not make you feel that way. Makes you feel like, oh, she doesn't know the limits of her powers. I get that. I
think right, this opens, is all set up for two.
She wasn't an interesting... For when we look to superhero movies, we like to think of what their abilities are and what they can do.
That's not why I like superhero movies.
I do. I like superhero movies because I want to see superheroes fight. That's what I
want
to see.
I want the opposite. I want to see superheroes cry because they're dealing with real-world problems, which is why I like Spider-Man.
That's why you like Iron Man 3 so much.
I do like that. I do, and you don't
you
because
like
a woman's
slow mo when the suit is being put on this? Her on what's her name when the what's her what's
Alec
her name?
Baldwin.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin when he's Baldwin. Wearing the
you're
no.
exact
Pepper Potts
when like slow mo yeah Pepper Potts when the suit gets on.
No, I like Iron Man 3 because he gets out of the suit and goes and does he does Iron Man stuff without wearing the suit.
Yeah, and then he's like, wow, I really need this
he
suit.
He does Tony Stark stuff.
He does Tony Stark stuff. It's great.
90% that means yeah he's out of it, but he's like, man, I'm fucked without this.
And then he throws all of his suits away to, like, defeat the thing.
Until he doesn't.
And it's good.
Until he's like, I'm going to make police force suits.
That's kind of Civil War.
Yikes.
Anyways, Captain Marvel. see it or don't. There's going to be a sequel, and it'll probably be a better movie, because this is an origin story that starts
Did
at one
confirm
place.
Did they there was going to be a sequel?
There has to be.
Not true. I think
I
she,
mean,
it's
a Marvel
I think
movie.
She's, well, okay, so...
Can you
Tony
name
Stark,
more?
All those, they're done. Their contracts are done after this Endgame movie.
They're not going to be in it.
What I'm saying is she going to be a part of the new Avengers? Is she going to be...
That's the rumor is running around that she's going to be part of it.
That's also... I don't think the sequel to this movie would deal with that. I think it would be another prequel.
Right.
It would be her dealing with the Kree Skrull stuff. Because, minor spoilers, that's not resolved in this film. And she says, I'm going to go into this. And then she flies off into space.
Right. Do you think... Now, I think Nick
Fury.
Carl, are you familiar with the comics? With the Skrull War and stuff?
Absolutely not, but you can tell me. I'll listen.
The rumor is running around the internet, so take it with a grain of salt, that they're going to they might do the Secret War with the new Avengers and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that might be a factor, but who knows?
That'd be a way for them to pull in the Fantastic Four. If they were able to buy the rights to them away from Fox, because with the Super Skrull and that thing, that could be a cool combo.
I mean,
I think the Super Skrull is cool. If you guys don't know what the Super Skrull is, it's one of the Skrulls that can take on all the powers of the Fantastic Four.
He's in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, he's got a lot of powers, and he's the
one.
You
saying the Secret Skrull?
Super Skrull. Skrull is the name of the race, and this guy is Super
Skrull.
He's genetically modified to be able to take I forget how they get the powers of the Fantastic Four.
Blacklight.
Okay. But yeah, he has like one big rock fist and one big fire fist, and he can make shields around himself like with a
invisible powers.
Sue, whatever her name is.
And he can stretch.
And he can stretch, and they fight him a lot. Everybody fights him, and then they beat him. And then I guess everybody fights him.
I think he's a relatively Fantastic Four.
Oh, is he? I thought like they all kind of go against him. I guess now he is a anti-hero, but he's not a bad guy anymore.
Anti-hero, whatever.
Yep.
He's the Punisher, but for aliens.
It'll be interesting to see how they handle that, especially how they've handled other things like Civil War and everything. So, I mean, we'll see. Minor spoilers as well, like with the way that Captain Marvel portrays the races, it'll be interesting to see how they do the Secret War.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
because this ain't your daddy's comic book,
right?
Yeah. This
and
is. Definitely...
I mean, they've veered off from the comics a lot. Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah, like Mike said, see it if you want to see it. If you want to add money to the Marvel train.
It is good to see before Avengers Endgame because it ties into that stuff. So it's interesting there are definitely some eye roll moments and that just...
It's there's a lot of eye roll moments in that movie.
There are some painfully unfunny jokes
in that movie.
I mean, it's a Marvel movie. They got to throw comedy in every 2 seconds to kind of like... Like, the masses like that, and I mean, that's a horrible thing to say.
We talked about this last night.
Yeah, we've talked about it. There's a joke that I think everyone at this group did not like, and everyone in my theater could not stop laughing at every time it happened.
I'm amazed by what entertains people and what people find funny.
Is it slapstick?
No.
It's about a cat.
There's a fucking cat in the movie that everyone's got the biggest clit boner for.
Well, yeah, cats
aren't. I don't have
cool,
a clit,
man.
So I didn't have a boner for it, but a lot of ladies really like the cat part. And,
based on my theater, a lot of guys did too.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't think it's only women that like cats.
A pussy joke?
No.
That's right. I pussy guess joke. It fell flat.
Hold on.
Like my dick.
Give it to me. Give me the joke again.
It just doesn't matter.
Here, I'll set it up for you. I heard there's a cat.
My clit's hard.
I'm aroused.
Yeah, it's just cat. There's a cat in it. It's so cute. Cat does cat things.
Yeah, I mean, the cat is there for like funny bullshit, and it's not
funny bullshit.
It's not.
And then Nick, you think this movie ruins Nick Fury, right?
Oh, yes, he's so fucking old.
What?
In the movie, he's aged back to look his age, right? But he's still Samuel L. Jackson.
That's not the problem that I have.
Oh,
with
really?
Nick Fury.
Oh, you didn't think?
Like, no, I think the CGI for his face and stuff it's come a long way. So
oh,
I'm
not talking
okay
about the CGI.
That.
It's his running.
His
like,
running.
He's
stuff,
an. Oh,
yeah.
He's a 60-plus-year-old man. He may have a young face, but you can tell it's an old man doing a lot of that stuff. It took me out of it. Just like with what's a good example? Like
Alita.
Indiana Jones. For instance, like the newest Indiana Jones. Okay, well, the newest Indiana Jones, they try to tackle, you know, like, he's old. Indiana Jones is old in it. But there's some scenes where it's not him doing the acting, or it is, and there's a body double in for it, and it just doesn't seem real. It seems fucked up, and I don't like it. That's how I felt about this movie with Samuel Jackson's running down these file cabinets or whatever, and he's like, and trying to keep up with.
See,
it's just it's weird
that
to me.
That didn't pull me out, because I can generally hand wave that off as, like, okay, the fucking badass superhero throughout this entire movie is going to be more in shape than, like, I don't know. It didn't really take me out of it.
No, the part that ruins it, it's this movie has the origin story of one of Nick Fury's most mysterious traits, and it's played for a joke.
Yeah, that bothers the shit out of me. Seeing it in the movie, I was just like, all right, that's dumb. And the more I've thought about it, the more it's been like, that's fucking just stupid that they would do that for a joke. Like, I kind of hate how the Marvel movies have
jokes.
No, not jokes, but they have to fucking like hold your hand throughout shit and explain stuff to you.
Yeah.
And they can't just leave shit a mystery. It's just like, we have to explain everything to you so that you fucking understand what's going on. And, like, that bothers me. And then, like, at the end, there's a personality shift that is just kind of irritating. Because it's just like, is it spoilers to go into this? Because I don't want to.
I don't think so. I mean, well, we can talk about it.
And then we'll be like, ah!
Yeah, go ahead and talk about it. If we think it's too much, we'll just cut it.
I mean, the spoiler, well, it's not the spoiler, but he, throughout the whole movie, he's making comments and you see him kind of be like, not like jovial by any means, but he's making comments and he's lighthearted.
He's not like a total hard ass.
Yeah, and then at the end, you're supposed to believe that all of a sudden he's turned into some hard ass because of these events. Like, no, he's not, because he was joking around like 2 minutes earlier with the main hero.
Maybe there was something about how he lost his eye.
No,
like something more that made him a real hard ass. You know, like maybe there was more to that damage. That changed him.
Nope, they don't make any reference to it.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you 100%. I think he...
You gotta be careful, though, Nick, because you know what's gonna happen. They're gonna put out another prequel that's gonna explain why he's gone from being such a lighthearted, funny guy to being...
You think they'll do a Nick Fury movie?
No.
He's too old.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Look at Idris Elba to do it. But no, I think... Whatever. This movie... Yeah, you want to see something tide you over before Avengers? Go see this. Otherwise, just know that when she shows up, she's going to be really strong, and you're going to be like, how'd she get so strong? And the movie's going to be like, she just is. And you're like, cool.
And if you haven't seen this movie, and for some reason you listen to the podcast before you go see it, you do not have to stay for the end credits.
No, stay for the mid credits.
You don't even have to, because it...
No, you fucking do, to justify spending your fucking money on that.
Oh, that's the reason
movie.
You're like, I might as well sit through it. I think it
not
doesn't tell you anything
end,
you don't already know.
Not
is
the
gonna
very
happen.
End one.
No, that's what I'm saying. Even the mid trailer one or whatever.
The mid credits.
The mid trailer was worth it to sit around.
The mid credits is an Avengers tie in. The post credits is not.
Howard the Duck?
It is not Howard the Duck.
I'm out. It's come for the duck. That's it.
If I had to give it a rating, I give this movie a 6.5 out of 10 for me.
I had more thumbs.
Well, hold on.
Give them titties full.
I want to talk about your granular review scale here.
Yeah,
now,
that's
is it
pretty high?
Is
number.
It is it 6.0, 6.5, 7, or is it 6.1, 2, 3, 4, up to 7? Like how granular do we go on your scale?
Oh, sorry. It's 6.5 out of 20.
No, that's not what I meant. That's still
that
not
good enough?
That's still not answering my question.
Skate tricks?
Better? Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, it's gonna.
You're gonna do a 6.
I'm gonna do a 180 here in a second. I'm gonna grind
Nick,
on this fucking movie.
Your movie review score, please.
It's a 6.
Out of
10.
I want to review it. I didn't see it though.
Carl, your review based off everything you've heard today?
It's probably just like Aquaman. You don't have to see it.
What?
Ooh,
Aquaman
there you go.
Really good.
It is rated Aquaman out of movie films. False.
Hang on. I have
Did
a question. I have a question for Dustin.
I don't have to. It's
Dustin,
a bad movie.
Please answer.
I have a question for Dustin.
Hi.
Where does Aquaman fall in your scale
6.9.
of
Hard.
DC movies? I mean, like,
only DC?
I want them.
I want
DC, because you have.
Yeah. I have a favoritism when it comes to DC.
All these
right.
movies are bad, by the way.
And my. Not like, all of them. Wonder Woman is good.
Aquaman's good.
Okay.
We think DC stands
for Man of Steel is awesome.
Don't care.
This is fucking great.
DC
shot
movies?
Lasers
don't
in that
movies.
City. Why did Superman just fly him out the fucking city? Why they gotta break his neck in the middle of the damn city, Superman? Because
it's cool.
Superman,
and it's dark,
you love
and that's
civilians.
What's good.
Why are you killing civilians, Superman?
Because
I'm edgy. Dustin, we will never agree on this movie because his fucking dad dies and fucking Superman's adopted dad does not fucking die in it.
It's his real
he
dad's
literally
dead.
Has the what? Ability to fly back to fucking Kansas every week and be like, "Hi, Ma and Pa Kent. How are you today? Do you need me to, you know, fucking
well,
do everything on
Nick,
your
Nick
farm
said,
in 2
saying
seconds?
Superman
there
needs to be a Hover kid.
Where yes,
Zack Snyder
Papa
literally
Kent is
took
dead.
That and was just like,
no, that's
fuck
not.
Fucking Superman, you can be dark and gritty, even though you, fundamentally you're not.
Tell you what,
Zack Snyder.
I like Zack Snyder's portrayals, and I think the movies
fuck
have
him.
Went bad because they're not following what he's done for the DC. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion, and you are absolutely entitled.
I think that he's done a wonderful job.
They make so much money, fucking Superman popped up in the Avengers.
I want to talk about this.
By the way, he beats everybody.
He fucking
ass.
Beats
he's
up
like,
Thanos.
Oh, Thanos is a problem? You guys are all worthless.
I got
you.
Superman swoops in, just murders.
I want to talk about the Superman thing in a second, but I do want to, I want your answer of Aquaman versus all other DC movies ever made.
Right, because that
including
will
Swamp Thing.
Oh,
Swamp Thing's a good
you
movie.
You fucking
from
oh, that's
from
like throwing Blade
that's
into
movie.
The MCU.
That's a good movie. I will say Aquaman opposed to everybody. And there's like a top. I have a top five.
Top five.
Top five DC top five. Movies.
Number five.
Number one.
Just yells out Justice League.
You're doing it for
number
the
one.
Oh, sorry. You want to do number five?
Number five.
Number five would have to be. Well, that's okay. Can I count like the 80s Batman movies and stuff?
No.
So you're talking about like the modern day stuff?
The modern stuff, because you have such a hard on for that.
I have a hard on for the old one.
2000 and beyond.
Number five.
Number five. Batman vs. Superman. Oh, Andrew's out. Batman vs. Superman.
Number five. Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Martha, are you out there?
Martha, hello.
Number four.
Number four is going to be probably Dark Knight Rises. I really like that. That's
good. You know how Mike said the thing about how he loves to go superhero movies, he liked the most mundane stuff? Yeah. I think the Dark Knight trilogy sucks because it's mundane as fuck.
I
agree.
I don't. Those movies are fucking great. The Batman Begins and Dark Knight are fucking awesome. Those, they're boring.
What's the third one called?
But the problem is Batman is boring to me. I'm not a Batman fan. Mm-hmm. Batman is boring to me.
Okay. It's not a bad movie. It's a boring superhero movie.
He's a Dark boring Knight superhero. Rises?
Is that the third one? What's the second one?
The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises is the third one, I think. Yeah?
Then what's the first one?
Isn't it Beginnings?
Batman Begins.
Yeah.
And then The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises.
Okay. Anyway.
Number three.
Number three is going to be probably Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Yeah. Man of Steel, number two. Kick out.
Okay, gone.
Batman versus
kick out
Superman.
The Batman one. You put Wonder Woman.
Number
there.
Four.
I don't deserve. I don't think Wonder Woman. I did not thoroughly enjoy it, but I did rewatch it recently, and I enjoyed it more than I did when I first saw it. There's something about it. She's fucking cool. Okay, there's a lot of good fight scenes. Movie suffers from having a really shitty ending, but the fight scenes are badass in that movie, except for the trenches part. I think that part's
tell
stupid.
You what? The
trenches is the best part. The final fight scene is the worst part.
Trenches is bad. Spoilers, the fighting in the city is really good. The trenches part is just slow-mo this with her blocking all the shots.
Oh, so it's Zack
and
Snyder.
Putting her I guess
and
she
that music is playing.
I don't like it. I think when she starts to block everything with her shield is when it gets good, because then everybody is running trying to attack everybody, and then she breaks the weapons. When they get into the city and fight is the best part of that. When she goes through and takes out all the guards and fucking throws the
through levels and stuff,
it was fucking good.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I don't like the trenches part, and I think the acting in that movie is awesome because Chris Pine's fucking great.
Thank you.
He is really, really, really good, and everything he does, I've enjoyed. Even the Star Trek movies.
Star Trek's are good.
He's good. Those movies are shit.
Number one.
The first one is okay. Number one is Watchmen, and I know that's not a part of the MCU or whatever, but.
I hope not.
Yeah, I love Watchmen. Director's cut
of
Watchmen.
Yeah, it
would
be the DCEU.
Yeah.
Did you watch
I'm just you put me on a spot. Sorry.
Did you watch the pirate thing, Watchmen?
Yeah, the Black Trader or whatever.
Yeah. I never did.
It doesn't add or it just adds stuff to it, but it's not a part of the mythos of the Watchmen world. So
I mean, it's good in the comics.
It's good in the comics. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just bored in the comics. It's
good. Okay. And I like Watchmen because they're going to be making the HBO show. So I can't wait.
Your list factors into me buying Aquaman or not.
Aquaman's a good movie.
Like, you like certain movies that I would not consider good.
So I'll tell you this. I think the acting in Aquaman isn't that great. Jason Momoa does a lot of the woo! And like it's screaming a lot.
I'm shirtless. Woo!
Yeah, like that. He does a lot of that, which I don't enjoy. What I enjoyed
about
that one.
You're not the target audience because you don't have titties.
Oh, I got titties.
You got titties.
I got bigger titties than most of the guys in this room. I'm so sorry.
You won't fight?
You won't fight about it? But get Aquaman, Ocean Master is awesome in that movie, and he is the main reason why I like the movie.
Okay.
I like Aquaman, and I think they did a really good job of making him a hero that people are like, wow, he's cool. The fighting in the movie is really good. When he fights against Ocean Master, it's fucking good. I can't say anything about it. It's good. They open up the mythos of Atlantis and all the the ocean and all the different like different families that control the ocean, and it's really cool. Like the, it's visually, it's the most visually pleasing film out of DCU in all of them, I think.
What's worse, Suicide Squad or that first Green Lantern movie?
Okay, Green Lantern is good if you like all the stuff when he was in space and before he got the suit. It's really, really, really good. When he's on Oa, it's awesome. And there's nothing bad about it at all when he's on Oa. It's when they introduce Parallax and make him Cloud Monster that ruins that fucking movie. Hector Hammond is a great villain, but was portrayed really badly in that movie.
The Hot Wheels moment doesn't ruin that movie.
That's how. That I think it suffers from him. He's a 60s hero. He's a 60s to 70s hero. And
you want some Guy Gardner.
I want Guy Gardner. I want Kyle Rayner because Kyle Rayner's an artist. So all of his shit was like mechs and stuff and really wicked ideas and shit. But this one was no.
And now Suicide Squad?
I don't know.
When is that good?
End of the movie where the dude turns into Diablo.
Oh, no. Will Smith was shooting at the range and then.
Oh, you've been able to see.
I'll give you the range. Cool. It's a fucking cool scene.
It's cool.
And the whole, like, you're fucking giving me live bullets, you fucking idiots. What? Mm-hmm. Okay. Bang, bang, bang.
Cool scene.
The rest of the movie is garbage.
That movie has. There's some funny lines in it. Jared Leto's pretty good. I laughed at some
of it. How long have you been able to see?
My whole life. I don't hate that movie like everybody else does. I recently watched again like a month and a half ago. And yeah, there's a lot of shit in that movie that's bad. But there's some cool scenes in it. I think Killer Croc's really cool in it. I think the
Amanda
Mexican...
Waller scene where she fucking literally shoots everybody in the goddamn building. That's neat because it's just like, okay, this character actually doesn't.
Yeah, she's portraying the character very well.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I actually thought the Joker scenes were not awful.
They're fucking terrible.
Okay.
I'll say this, I did not give a shit about Joker's costume like a lot of people did. The face tats and all that stuff. I thought that was fine.
No, nope.
It's whatever.
But it's that middle of that movie.
He was like, he had like a whole bunch of butcher knives, made like a little spiral. He was all weird. That Joker name.
Yeah,
he's being
weird.
He's like emo
like,
Joker.
I want to know how they like. Did he sit down and just sit down every single?
Yeah, he's a Joker. That's what he's into.
Was he just like, I need my knife collection?
Yeah, please lay this around me. My clown.
Like the chef has to come in and be like, I was gonna fucking make dinner, but now I have to set these knives out so Captain Dipshit can lay in the middle of it.
He has to lay in his feels.
Enough about these bad movies.
Oh yeah,
I want to talk about Tokyo Drift.
Oh, here we are, boys. Oh, my God. We're back, and you know what? You're gonna get a double feature episode today. We're going to talk about Tokyo Drift and
Fast and Furious.
Thank you.
There is no the in...
It's just Fast and Furious.
Yes. Right.
Go, Nick. Tell us about Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is fucking terrible, except for Han.
What?
And Han
what the fuck?
We're starting off way too strong here.
Nick, stop talking about Tokyo Drift. Fuck you.
Yeah, next person. Mike, talk about Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift is fucking awesome.
That's what I want to hear.
Tokyo Drift is awesome because of Han.
Han is very good.
Han is the only reason that movie is as good as it is.
What do you mean?
Bow Wow's in that movie.
Bow Wow in the fucking Hulk hands car is not a valid reason.
What do you mean, Drift?
What the hell? What
DK?
You don't know what the king of
What's
Drift
DK
is?
What DK mean?
Yo, I'm the country white boy. What's
oh
up?
Oh my God. That first scene where they're like driving around the fucking developmental thing and it's
developmentally
like,
disabled?
Sorry. That's what
yeah.
it feels
easy drift
like
targets.
Though. And like,
that's a good movie. It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
They went underground in this like parking garage, and they're just drifting around like a bunch of street kids.
Yeah.
I really want to know how they live in Tokyo.
Carl, tell us what you think. How it is? How do you think Tokyo Drift is?
Tokyo Drift is a great movie, and they should have stopped there. They should just wrap it up at Tokyo Drift.
They get good again.
You know what? I heard it really weird. I thought Carl was making that noise. And then when I looked over and he was not doing it and it was still happening, I was like, I need help, please. Someone help me. Someone's talking to me. Yeah, no. I think Tokyo Drift is a lot of fun.
It's solid.
It's a lot of...
Tokyo Drift. Okay, so if you guys have been listening, we have watched the first three, now four.
Nick started this journey, and then we said, that looks cool. We're going to climb on your back.
Let's all do it together because it's
Let's jump in this minivan and go fast and furious.
I got a can of NOS, and I got a piss. Let's go.
I got to beat my girlfriend. Let's go. Fast and furious?
Car? Yes.
I work on cars. I beat my... Okay, am I?
No. so... We watched the first one. I'm doing it, and I enjoy watching
the
it.
First one.
Sorry. Then we all rewatched.
Jumped into the second one because it's the second one is apparently garbage.
It's not very good. Although you liked it.
You liked
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
We talked about
I wasn't
it.
Just like.
You were able to turn your brain off for
right,
it, and I couldn't do that.
Right.
I love doing this. I love us all watching it together, but I feel like Tokyo Drift was
Tokyo
the last
Drift
time
is,
that I enjoyed watching them.
Tokyo Drift is the better... The better one that I've seen.
I think between 3 and 4, not having talked about 4 yet, Fast and Furious, I think Tokyo Drift is better. I'm one of those people, like, there's like two camps of Fast and Furious fans, and there's the people that think Tokyo Drift is one of the best movies in the entire series, and then there's people that think it's one of the worst movies in the entire series.
I don't think it's one of the worst movies in the series.
But I think it's, I really love Tokyo Drift.
I think it's very solid, and having not seen 5, 6, and 7... I'm up there pretty high.
It still baffles me that they have to drift on that fucking road the whole time.
The whole
when they weren't racing,
it's Drift Mountain, man.
You just decided to just drift down
you
the
just,
whole thing.
You just drift in the whole thing.
While
that's
you're
how you relax.
Sweet date while your girlfriend's driving. They just drift instead.
That
know.
Scene at the docks where he's learning the drift and the two fishermen are just looking over like, what an idiot. And then later they watch it again. They're like, yeah, he got it.
Yeah, he's, whoa, dude.
Like these fishermen know what the fuck is up. Like,
everyone in Japan is at a drift.
We're not catching salmon. We're drifting.
How did that movie end?
Car crash.
So our hometown boy, our small town Texas boy, does a drift race down the mountain versus the Drift King
and the Yakuza.
And
right?
That one guy with the one facial expression the whole time.
So
spoilers.
Some minor spoilers for Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, but it turns out that Han, the Yakuza man's business partner, was skimming off the top. Ooh, and so to make sure everything's right, our cool small-town country boy goes to the big Yakuza man and goes, I want to race your son down this mountain, or
your nephew. Yeah.
He gave him money and then was
he goes,
just
here's
like,
what I owe you.
This is our problem.
And to make this right, I want to race your nephew down this mountain, and if I win, I'll leave town, and if he loses, if I win, he leaves, and if he wins, I'll leave. And then we can resolve the fact that I want to date his girlfriend.
Yeah, like, if I win, I leave. I get out. Fuck you guys.
Oh, yeah. Just leave then. No.
The best part is, like, you're not even, like, trying to throw your voice to sound like him. That's literally
how
he sounds.
That's just what he sounds like.
He talks like
this. We're going to talk like this. If you ever
seen... The entire of the movie.
Yeah, that's him. And he on NCIS Louisiana or whatever. He that guy.
And the best part about this whole thing is the Yakuza guy is just like, yeah, my nephew's a fucking piece of shit. Do whatever. I don't care. This will be funny.
Yeah, angry face nephew the whole movie. Grimace face. And not Grimace from McDonald's.
Nyongo des.
And then he turns into a little bitch when his uncle comes in.
His uncle comes
in. He gets very Japanese. I'm going to cry. And then he cries. And I'm like, fuck this guy, dude. It's so
bad. And then they race. And it turns out the American boy drifts that car all the way down that mountain. And he wins. He wins the girl. He gets to stay in Tokyo.
Can I get a yeehaw?
Yeehaw.
Second best part of that movie is the very end where he's just like, it's Han's best friend. And then it's Vinny D.
What?
That's right.
Dominic Toretto comes up
and he goes, we got to talk about Han.
I know you know Han.
Also, I'd really like to know who won that. If the Drift King won or if Dominic is just like, whatever, I'm the Drift King.
Oh, right.
Now.
No, I forget. It turns out that our country boy turns into the new Drift King because he beats the old one.
Yep.
No, one of my favorite parts of that movie is when he goes to his dad, because his dad lives in Japan. That's why he was sent there, because he keeps committing crimes in the States with cars.
He keeps destroying developmental housing.
It takes place in Okinawa, doesn't it?
I think, yeah. Or Tokyo, because it's called Tokyo Drift.
Whoops.
Okinawa Drift.
But,
well, I just think of Okinawa immediately when I think of any American.
Tokyo's on
there.
The map, but we're not going there, baby.
You have to take a bullet train every day.
It's awful.
Can you put this car on the
train? On the train, please?
Can you drift this train around?
Yes, actually, please watch. No, he goes to his dad and he goes, Dad, I'm in real deep shit with the Yakuza. They killed a bunch of my friends who also have fucked up with the Yakuza. And his dad goes, here's my gun. Get on a plane. You're fucking leaving, idiot. And he goes, no, I'm going to race him for the girl.
Yeah.
And his dad's like, my
you
son's
a car.
Fucking, my son's
yeah.
a dipshit. Wow. Here's my car.
Yeah. Like, what?
He's pretty dumb.
No, great movie. Love it.
Well, that kind of seriousness seems to carry over, at least from the dad's point
yeah.
of view, into Fast and Furious. Go ahead, Nick. Tell us about Fast and Furious, because I did not like that movie.
Fast and Furious was more of the same, and not in a necessarily good way. A
cool way.
I feel like Fast and Furious is Dominic's transition into Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, you definitely see more of the superhero shit of him, like, the engine block motor thing where
yeah,
he
holds
like,
the engine
block.
Yeah, and
hand.
He's just like he fucking catches
with
it one-handed.
Yeah.
And it's just like
hangs
yeah.
a man by his feet out a window by with just one foot, by
just
the
one
way,
foot.
Not both.
Yeah.
Just holds it there.
Gets shot
gets
in the
shot.
Back and it just shrugs it off.
Mm-hmm. The movie and like Nick said, and we've kind of all mentioned the movies continue to move into a superhero style.
Yes.
Right? Where it's it can't. This cannot physically happen, but yet it's happening.
Also, they really don't tell you that the shit is set before. Like, I didn't realize it was such a fucking convoluted type of. Like,
oh, the timeline.
Yeah,
yeah, because Han's
like,
in this movie,
right? And they don't explain that to you. They're not just like, this is before Tokyo Drift.
Yeah,
idiots.
Han's in the movie, and he makes a joke that he's going to go check out Tokyo because he hears business is good over there.
And then
you don't see
him
for
the
rest
of the
movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so it's just like, did he fucking go to Tokyo? Is that now Tokyo Drift? Like,
check out Fast and Furious 5 for that answer.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I think...
And also Fast and Furious 30 in the next, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Only 10?
I mean, we're speeding through these pretty fast.
I'm going to give you a ticket for that.
You know what I didn't like about this movie?
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Is this movie brought in the, let's just do the whole movie in CG?
Oh yeah, this is really the start of the CG
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because you can't do a lot of the stuff. You can't actually put these people's lives in danger anymore in the movies.
Yeah,
let's just all make it digital.
Start pushing them like the superhero aspect, where like they're robbing that bolt or whatever. Like in the
yeah, in the
movies.
Beginning of the movie, I think that was the
they,
last time
they
had practical
they Mad Max
like
the
yeah.
shit out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh fuck! When the thing spins and jackknifes, and then he.
Spins
through the exploding tanker.
No.
I was like, I hate this. I hate this. I hate
God,
this.
What,
right.
What about when he leaps out of the driver's seat of his car into through the passenger seat of another car and knocks the driver out and starts driving that car?
Yeah, he goes,
bothers the shit out of me. You spend like the first movie and what the second movie being like, this is my daddy's car. I love it. It's a fucking great car.
He shows up to race in it in the third, like at that last scene.
Yeah,
he's in that
just
car.
Like, what up, bitch? We're in a tunnel. I'm out.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about the tunnel part. Up there going through the mines and stuff in that movie.
That is
you
a
convoluted the tunnel, yeah.
Holy shit,
story,
that's a fucking
all
bad movie.
Consider.
Oh.
Tokyo Drift's good, though.
Tokyo
Drift's good.
You know how I know? I remember most of Tokyo Drift. I don't remember any of that. The other movies at all?
Yes, I don't remember hardly anything.
The fucking Fast and Furious, where at the fucking very end, where they've got the bad guy and the fucking guy who kills off Letty. Spoilers, fucking gets hit by Dominic, and it's like a what the fuck moment.
Right, you remember this, Dustin? When the guy he's standing over Paul Walker's character, getting ready to execute him.
Yeah,
and then he hears the car, so he looks, and Paul Walker just grabs him by the ankle, yeah. And then Dom's like. Got him now. It just slams him into this other car.
What was the name? What was the bad guy's name?
Drift King?
No,
Domingo? Is it some Mexican cartel lord?
Yeah.
Dominico.
He's driving with
Paul Walker's
character, yeah. And they're going through these old mines where they were trafficking drugs and stuff through, which is fucking awful. But they always pan back
drugs?
To the drug cartel
the drug lord.
Just awkwardly looking over at Paul Walker and going like,
they're gonna catch you.
You get your blood, you're gonna die.
At one point in the chase scene, the fucking one of the main bad guys is like, "Don't shoot at the boss." So he crashes his other
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, don't shoot at the boss.
It's a
that movie is fucking horrible and great in its badness.
This is the reason why we're watching it together. And Nick said he's going to watch them by himself, and it's stressing me out.
Dustin, you said, like, I don't like these movies.
I don't.
And I'm just like, all right, I'll take this train.
No. What I mean, and let me clarify this right now on record, if it's still recording. I don't like these movies. Why? I like watching these movies with everyone because they are so bad, because we can riff on them.
I will go on record and say I like these movies. These movies are good to just fucking turn off your brain and be like, I don't have to think about extended universes and how I don't like that shit or how fucking terrible they are. I can just be like, you know what? This is a weird transition between we're stealing VCRs to motherfucking...
to drug cartels.
No. This is a weird transition from we're stealing VCRs to we're fucking ramping off ice and shooting at a fucking submarine.
Haven't seen that yet.
Motherfucking spoilers. I've seen Fate of the Furious, which is the 8th movie in the fucking series. So I'm writing this like... I feel like I've got to my destination. Now I got to go back to the start to see the train ride.
To the finish line.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I live my life 1/4 mile at a time.
Yeah, Mike, you've also said that these movies, this was like the darkest of those movies.
I feel like 4 is like the darkest point. Like they're not, I feel like going forward, they start to get more like, not necessarily jovial, but they lean more into the idea that like, hey, this is kind of a goofy thing we're doing.
At the end, when he fucking is like, they're in the courtroom and Paul Walker's just like, no, you can't put him in jail. It's like he's been stealing VCRs from everybody, murdering willy-nilly and shit. Yeah, you have to put him in jail. Yeah. Paul Walker's like, I don't like this. He fucking just gets up and leaves. And then the next scene is like, Dom in a fucking...
Yeah, he commits a massive crime.
Yeah, Dom is in a fucking...
Prisoner school bus. Yeah, it's... I don't know. I just think that it's funny that Paul Walker just gives up his whole life for this guy.
For this guy.
That is dumb as fuck.
He really loves his sister, man.
Yeah, you can fuck this. She hasn't broken any... she does. Now she's a criminal because she's driving the fucking car in the movie.
Like... It is great.
It is a... I can't wait to watch number 5. I can't wait. Because I hope it's funnier. I hope we have some good moments to really tear into it.
Tear into it. It's quality movies.
Look, we tore into Tokyo Drift. It was so much fun.
It's still a good movie.
We actually like sat and watched. It was weird. I didn't like that. It was so quiet when we were just not talking shit about it.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah, Fast and Furious. We really just kind of watched that movie.
Curiosity.
We did not tear into it as much as we did in the other ones. Because the movie wasn't really that... It was nonsensical in a lot of moments, but at the same time... This is a movie.
Right. Yeah. They hadn't gone far enough one way or the other. They're in this weird middle ground. But no. Listen.
Yeah, next podcast we will probably get through the 5th and 6th movie. So we can talk about those.
Anything else you want to talk about, Dustin?
God.
Yo.
Well, we could talk. Well, you know what? Garfield, he's got our time. How are we looking on time, dog? 58 minutes. My goodness. Mike and I, and now Nick, are watching One Piece.
Yeah, yo.
He gonna take a bite of gum.
I feel like I'm not on this train. I'm just like...
The train has gone by your house a couple times. Yeah.
I've hopped on.
You hopped on.
And then, you know, stepped off.
We have technically got through the first arc, the
East Blue.
But not
the first season.
Stop.
Because...
Fuck.
So we have finished episode 54. Mm-hmm. There are 61 episodes of this first season. The last, however many that is between those two.
Six.
All filler.
Oh, 7 episodes.
All filler. Dustin does not want to watch them.
I don't want to watch them.
He doesn't understand. We're going to watch the entirety of One Piece. And that
means is 1,000-some-odd episodes.
Something like that. We're going to watch every episode. We're going to watch every movie. We're going to watch every special. We're going to go find commercials. We're going to...
Oh, shut the fuck up. No,
we're probably not going to watch commercials. But we're going to consume every bit of official One Piece anime that has ever been released.
I'm a very big fan of One Piece. I love it. It's the biggest manga in the world.
Because it's all filler episodes.
It's not all filler episodes.
Here's a spoiler. Like when it's manga, it's not filler. 70
episodes of fillers in a 900, almost 1,000.
Something like that, yeah.
So not even 70. I think there's maybe like 54 episodes, I think, that are filler. Everything else is canon. Nick Canon. Gross. James Cameron.
But we're watching that. It's good so far. I don't know. It's gotten worse.
What?
These last couple episodes have struggled to get to me. But you know,
yeah, because we watch fillers.
No, let me rephrase. When I say the last couple, though, I don't mean like the last ones we watched, because the stuff we just finished was fine. I mean stuff like Little Buggy's Great Adventure.
Yeah.
I was tuned out for the episode after Little Buggy's Great Adventure. I was a little tuned out for.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those were canon. I still like those. I was still paying attention. I saw Buggy go talk to all of our past friends. That's cool. I guess. But
it's a good.
I'm excited because the next episode is called "Let's Get Ready for a Great Adventure," and you don't like it, and so I'm a little confused. But I want to get ready for a great adventure. So
I just don't want to do. I don't want to do the fillers.
Yeah, yo.
It's a good. It's a good anime series. It's a better manga.
Hopefully, eventually, we get into HD.
Yeah, one day.
Because right now we're at 480i.
We'll talk. Well, we're gonna get into the Alabasta arc, which is pretty. It's deserty.
That's
deserty stuff.
White. Racist.
Why do you have desert pirates?
What?
Why do you have desert pirates?
Oh, different islands.
You need water.
There's a lot of... The islands are pretty big.
It's not a desert if there's just a lot of water.
Excuse me, I don't know how does it work.
This anyway. One Piece fishermen are real. Don't watch it. Or
yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Hey, Carl.
Oh, shit. You better make this quick. I'm hungry as fuck, boy.
I want you to tell us about the one game. We're transitioning away from movies and television now.
Cool.
Because we want to touch base on a tiny bit of video games. Because I think we all, in our spare time, play video games. Am I right, boys?
Yeah.
Carl?
Yes.
What?
What fucking game you been playing?
HBO Go Game of Thrones. Nope, that's not a game I've been playing.
You've been playing that Apex Legends.
Shit, I have been playing one or two Apex Legends.
I want to play that game. I also don't want to play that game. But I see you've been playing it pretty often.
That's a good game.
What the hell's so good about this game?
So you can like shoot a dude, but like you don't know where that dude's coming from at any time. He can just like appear behind you.
Unless you're a hunter guy, right?
I mean, if you got like special powers, sure. You
got that power you can see that shit.
You'd be a fat Hawaiian, throw down some shields. Gibraltar. He goes, I got you, brother.
He shows shields and bombs, right? Or poison?
Yeah, shields and bombs if you get there. Or you can be a robot. That's a good game.
Robot got grapple hook.
He does.
That's his main.
And he goes zipline here, and he just shoots zipline. There you go, Apex Legends. It has 50 million players, which is twice as much as Fortnite, and Fortnite has made like billions of dollars in a day.
So yeah, it kicked the shit out of Fortnite.
Shit's fucked.
It's a battlegrounds game. Pretty fun.
Here's a funny story.
Am I gonna play it? No.
All of EA's games suck until this game happened. Congratulations, EA. You're lucky.
Guess what? You're a spoiler. Pretty sure all the games afterwards also gonna suck.
Yeah, no, because they're gonna be Battle Royale. Hope you like playing Mass Effect Battle Royale. Fuck. Coming at you 20.
Is that legit? Is that what they're doing?
I don't know. You gonna play The Division 2?
No.
You gonna play Division 2?
No, but I'll not play Division 2.
You gonna play Division 2?
If people were playing it on the consoles, I might, but my PC is
Can
shit.
We play on the Google console?
Dude, you just brought up some cool shit.
Save it for the next cast.
Oh,
pizza time.
Man, pizza time. Hey, guys, we'll check back with us. We're going to eat some pizza now.
God,
hope you enjoyed talk about movies. Bye.
Make sure you send us emails. Emails at basementbeards.com. Check us out on Twitter. Twitter, basementbeards.
Check
us out on Facebook.
Check out. Soon we're going to have new artwork up once we figure out dimensions.
Figure out how to do emails. Thank
Support
you again for
girl
listening.
Power.
Idiot. Bye.